You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with National MP Tom Rutherford.
Welcome back to The Wire. National Party MP Catherine Webb recently filed a private members' bill that would look at restricting social media use for young people, mainly those under 16. While the bill has received some criticism from the ACT Party, other parties such as Labour have agreed that legislation around this issue is important. At the end of April, New Zealand First MP Jenny Marcroft put a private members' bill forward that would seek to define the word woman in New Zealand law. The bill was received with criticism from opposition parties in the general public, who say the bill is drawing on transphobic sentiment to distract from more important issues. In our weekly catch-up with the National Party's Tom Rutherford, I asked about each of these issues, starting with the potential social media restrictions. So I wanted to start today with the members' bill put forward by Catherine Webb on social media. What are the contents of the bill and what was the reception like?
Yeah, so the social media age restricted users bill that was that has been put forward by my colleague Catherine Webb, who's the MP for Tuki Tuki, as a members' bill, would make age verification mandatory for anyone accessing social media platforms. It would give the minister the power to determine which platforms are covered. It would introduce clear penalties for platforms that do not comply with the law and would require a full review after 3 years to assess the effectiveness of the restrictions. Effectively, it would put a ban on under 16-year-olds accessing social media because we know about a large amount of harms that happen from many social media platforms for those under 16 and some of the things they can experience online.
And what was the reception like for this bill from the public and from other parties in government and parliament?
Yeah, so for example, I was at one of my local schools in Bay of Plenty yesterday in my electorate, Mangatapu Primary School. It's got 575 students. I asked the principal, Tane, what he thought about it, and he was really supportive of it. Says ultimately kids are experiencing a lot at the moment, and if you reduce the harm that they experience online or you help reduce that by removing their ability to access social media platforms, then that means we can have them focus back on things in the classroom, just like what we did with the cell phone ban last year as well in schools. Many of the other feedback I've heard has been overwhelmingly positive, and it's particularly come from concerned parents and in particular concerned mothers who are really worried about what their children are experiencing online. As you will have seen, the ACT Party have come out with their view and position on Catherine's members' bill, but there has also been some positive framing from Labour and the other side of Parliament as well. So if it was to be drawn from the biscuit tin, then we would need to see how each individual political party would vote.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about that point. We've seen some cross-party support for a bill like this or other changes to address the issue, the underlying issue of social media use by young people. So I guess, are there any efforts taken to, you know, ensure cross-party support, not just with coalition partners, but also across the floor?
Absolutely, and I know Catherine has been working really diligently to see if this is possible. Obviously, if the ACT Party weren't to support Catherine's bill, if it was to be drawn, then it would need the support of the likes of Labour or the Greens or Te Pāti Māori to make it possible. So yes, Catherine will be working really diligently to see if that's possible. But in the same breath, on Sunday, the Prime Minister announced that Education Minister Erica Stanford had been assigned to lead and bring options to Cabinet around social media restrictions for those under 16, which will become part of government's work program.
You also mentioned earlier the ACT Party criticisms of the bill. There were some criticisms that it wouldn't involve parents enough. How is the government responding to those?
Yeah, so I think if we look at it, Catherine's members' bill, for example, parents, caregivers, guardians would be able to have their say on the legislation if it was drawn and went to the select committee stage after the first reading, if it was successful past the first reading. So there absolutely would be an opportunity for members of the public, parents, concerned guardians, teachers, whoever they are out in the general public, to have their say on the bill by submitting to the select committee that would be considering it. And that would be a perfect opportunity to sort of beat the bill into shape, to make it more workable, usable, and to make sure that it was actually targeting the focus of what it was intended to do, which is to prevent those under 16 from accessing the harms of social media and ensuring we can set them up for success moving forward.
I also wanted to talk today about New Zealand First's gender bill. as well. Now that we've seen some reactions to it from the public and other political parties, what is the bill and what's the National Party's stance on it?
Yeah, so it is a New Zealand First members bill. So we've got a convention in the National Party that we only consider members' bills once they're drawn from the ballot or from the biscuit tin. So this bill, for example, hasn't been drawn from the bill from the ballot, so we haven't had a discussion on it per se as the National Party as of yet. Ultimately, our focus is on growing the economy, because a stronger economy means more money for people in their back pocket to deal with the cost of living. And we're really focused on delivering real growth this year by backing people like our farmers, boosting tourism, investing in infrastructure, and making New Zealand a great place to live, work and do business. And so if this New Zealand First bill was drawn from the ballot, we would consider it at that time, but it hasn't been as of yet.
There's been some concerns about division or conflict regarding this bill and having poor reception amongst members of the public. Does the National Party have any concerns about that?
I think there would be a conversation that we would be having at the time that this bill would be drawn from the ballot. As I've said, we haven't had that. National will consider it carefully as a caucus, consistent with what is our usual process with members' bills. But ultimately, until that time, we're just focused on what we think is most important to New Zealanders, which is tackling the cost of living and getting the country back on track.
That was the National Party's Tom Rutherford speaking to me about social media restrictions and New Zealand First's gender bill.
That was our weekly chat with National MP Tom Rutherford.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.